Blog Talk Radio. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blessings and honor. Amen. Belongs to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He'll get some credit out of our life. Amen. Blessings and honor and glory. Hallelujah. We just want to thank the Lord. Amen. Don't get tired yet. Amen. Some has fell down, but don't get tired yet. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We bless and praise our God this morning. Amen. This is our Sunday morning service, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil on our Sunday morning service. This is the first Sunday. Amen. Glory to God. Coming back. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give God the glory for the new things that he is about to do in our lives. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. With that being said, let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, we come, we thank you, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you, God, we praise you, Lord God, we praise you, Father. We give you all the glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, as we come this morning, Father, yes, Holy Spirit, we just ask, Lord God, for a special touch from heaven this morning, Lord God. Lord, I pray, God, yes, Holy Ghost, that you will bless everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I ask, Lord God, that you will open up our hearts, open up our minds, and open up our spirit this morning, Father God, to receive the word of the Lord this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your blessings being upon us this morning, Lord God. I pray, God, that this word will reach out, God, to someone that don't know you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And all the ones that know you, Father, I pray, God, that we will have a deeper hunger to righteousness, that we will have a deeper hunger after your word, God, that we will have a deeper hunger after glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Prayer, God, that we will have a deeper hunger, God, of fasting, glory to God, in this season as we seek thy face, oh God. So I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, give us the grace this season, Lord God, to stand strong in you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. And Father God, as we begin to get into the word of the Lord, I pray, God, for wisdom, I pray for knowledge, and I pray for the understanding, Father God. Let the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for moving by your Holy Spirit this morning. I thank you for the word that's coming forward, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we just ask that you have your way. Allow me to move aside. Let the Holy Spirit take control of the service on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we say thank you, Father. We ask you that you have your way. These things I pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. We welcome, amen, our honorable guest, amen, the Holy Spirit this morning to take control. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless and praise our God. If you've got your Bibles this morning, amen, I want you to go to Deuteronomy, the first chapter, verses 5 through 8. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My God, I give him glory this morning for the word of the Lord this morning. So, yes, we're going to go to Deuteronomy. Amen. 1:5-8. I'm going to be reading a New King James Version. And glory to God. The Bible says, on this side of the Jordan, in the land of Moab, Moses began to explain this law. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He began to give them instructions, give them the prophetic word. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, saying, the Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. The Bible says, turn and take your journey and go to the mountains of the Amorites, to all the neighboring places in the plain, in the mountains and in the lowland. Come on, people. And in the south and on the seacoast, to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon, as far as the great rivers, the river Euphrates. See, I have set the land before you, he says. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to them and their descendants after them. Here we find the Israelites spent 40 years on a journey that should have lasted 11 days. It wasn't distance that stood between them and the promised land. It was the condition of their hearts. God's purpose went deeper than simply transporting a huge group of people to a new land. He was preparing them to live in obedience to him once they arrived. What good was the promised land if the Israelites were just as wicked as the nation already living there? The journey was a painful but necessary. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit. Your journey might be painful, but it's going to be necessary, people of God. Part of their preparation through it, God taught the Israelites who he was, the living God, the leader of their nation. He also taught them who they were. Come on, people. People who were falling, prone to rebellion and doubt. He gave his rebellious people the law. He gave them instructions. He gave them the prophetic word. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to help them to understand how to relate to God and to other people. So your spiritual pilgrimage may be lengthy, and you may face pain. You may face discouragement, and you may, oh, come on, my God, I thank you, Jesus, experience difficulty. But remember that God isn't just trying to keep you alive. He wants to prepare you to live for the service and the devotion to him. Oh, come on, somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Taking a closer look at our churches today. What can we see? We can see people who have called themselves Christians, who come to church continually in a once a week basis. There's as their custom, glory to God, and they had their worship service and everything is fixed and everything is programmed, and there is always a routine. They sit, they stand, they listen, they sing piously, and at the end, as if everything is satisfied, they receive the benediction with great amen. But where is the victory? Where is the growth? Where is the product? They look the same. They felt no different. They live as usual. Why? What is the problem? This is what God is saying. This is the word of the Lord. They say it's the devil. Some groups have, glory to God, had mean business to bind and to defeat the devil. But this is impossible. So please, church, we should pray with our heads. Satan is already a defeated foe. We are already victors in Christ. And to bind Satan is not our work to do. It is Christ when he comes to set up his kingdom, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. He is setting up his kingdom, praise God. The liberal teachers are not the problem either. The worst enemy of the church is the dictatorship of the routine. When we are satisfied with what we already are or have, come on, people of God, then there is no room for anything to become. Oh, my God, are we becoming today? If we don't desire to grow, you won't grow. If you stop desiring to have productivity, your life will produce nothing worthy for the church to rejoice. We are the church, people of God. God calling for the church to come back alive. This is the kind of church and Christian God has a message. Go up and possess the land. Go up the land. God's people don't have to stay where they are. They must be going forward. Somebody say, I'm going forward in the things of God. The church must not be satisfied with what she is already is and has. Or she closes herself the doors to greater experience that is for her. We're going to call the church a her today. The church is not a dead memento. Glory to God. It's living. It's dynamic. The Holy Ghost. And we know that God wants to bless us and that has the state of becoming. What is the church becoming? What are we becoming? Are we going up to possess the land? God told the Israelites to go possess the land, but their problem was, amen, praise God, hallelujah, they got a little delayed, they got stagnant, they didn't want to move, but we are becoming. Somebody say, we are becoming. We are becoming who God wants us to be. We're becoming what God wants us to do. We're becoming what God wants to order. There's an order that's taking place. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. There's an order taking place in the church. God's people don't have to stay where they are. They must be going forward. The church must not be satisfied with what she already is or has, or she closed herself, she closed the door to greater experience that is for her. If you look at our text, God spoke to his people through his servant saying, enough. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Enough of your stay here. Enough of delay. Enough of thinking, amen, glory to God, in the box. Enough of your stay here. Go up and possess the land. What is the implication of this command of God to his people? What is the significance to the church? It is a call to advance. Somebody says a call to advance. We are getting ready to advance the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is so adamant for the advancement of his people in this passage. God says, you have stayed long enough in this mountain. Now set up your journey. Set up your journey. Go up and possess the land. It is both the command to leave the place where they were staying, a place where they were already accustomed, to advance their journey towards the promised land. God's desire for his people is not to stay in a spiritual status quo. Come on, my God, I give him glory. Or what we call the customary life. Instead, he wants to see his people progressing with great measures in their spiritual journey. First, God wanted to see the intensity of his people emotion towards him. Oh, come on, Tamase Korobo Santo Holy Ghost. God wanted to see, glory to God, just like he wanted to see the intensity of his people, he wants to see long enough, Mount Horeb, their passion for the promised land had grown cold. Oh, come on, somebody. Is your ministry growing cold? My God, as you set things down, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Their emotion fervor, their excitement, and their exuberance for God's promise had to come to some extent. They didn't want to do it to alleviate. It's okay here. We're already accustomed here. No more adjustment. My God, don't you know when God get ready to adjust something, he began to stretch you so good, my son. He began to stretch you so far. Praise God. The promise was still in their minds, but the intensity of their passion for it has wind down. So God came to rejuvenate their emotions, to go up and possess the land. God disliked half-heartedness, lifelessness. And as the Spirit of God says to the church, even the church of Latter-day Seah, lukewarm spiritually. Oh, we're going to talk about the church of Latter-day Seah. Glory to God, because I got a word for the church to share. My God, I give them glory. Both Peter and Paul understood this and said, continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Savior and Lord. There must be an increase of devotion. There must be more passion, more fervor, more joy, more the greater willingness to sacrifice for the Lord. Second, we come on, people, God, we know that when we're doing for something for the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, Jesus, it's a sacrifice. It's nothing that you feel that you want to do sometimes, but it's a sacrifice. And God desire a great sacrifice from the ones. I'm not talking about the ones, glory to God, the ones that are called by God. Glory to God, hallelujah, Mosanda. God sometimes don't deal with them, glory to God, as much as he called the chosen one. But glory to God, he desired to Luke Mosanda, to use both called and chosen. There's a sacrifice for the Lord. God wanted this people to come to a new horizon of experience. Are we ready, church? Are we ready to come to a new, glory to God, horizon and experience for God? The Israelites were becoming accustomed and contented with their stay in the mountain, in their safe place. I won't move out. I'm going to do the same thing over and over. Glory to God. Glory to God. What more could they long for? My God, they had comfort, ease, and safety in that mountain. Everything is fine. Why should they go up to another place? Glory to God. Go, my son, the Holy Ghost. First, because that was not the place where they should be. Next, they could, oh my God, they can never come to the place until they leave the place where they were. Sometimes, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. There's a level that the God wants the church to go through. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. There's more dimensions in God. Glory to God. They wanted to stay in their safe place. Oh my God. This gives us the principle that what has been should not determine what will be. So for them to be in the place God wanted them to be, they must go through a new horizon of their journey. See, we have to go through different, glory to God. Oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus. There's a thing, I hear the Holy Spirit. There are times, amen, that God will take us into the caterpillar state. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. And then, glory to God, we go through a metaphor. Hallelujah, Jesus. And all of a sudden, amen, we begin to grow beautiful wings. My God, I say thank you. That's the Holy Ghost, people of God. Glory to God. You are no more caterpillar. Glory to God. God wants you to grow into the beautiful butterfly that he has made you to be. There's a journey that's ahead of you. There's new things on the horizon. There's new things that's happening in the body of Christ. But we have to come out of our safe place. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Out of our comfort zone. Out of our comfort zone, meaning that times we have to move out a little further. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We want to stay in the comfort of our homes. We want to stay in the comfort of our jobs. We want to stay in the comfort of our careers. We want to stay in the comfort. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But God is calling us to come out of our comfort zone. You've been in this place too long. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. I ain't giving you milk, but now I want to mature you. I want to give you meat. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Exactly true with us, praise God. If we want to be the person God wants us to be, we must be willing to go through a new horizon of a spiritual journey. Oh, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. What we have been should not determine what we will be or what we, oh, my God, are be spiritually. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So what we have been should not determine what we will be or what we are to be spiritually. That's why Paul said, therefore, leaving the elementary teaching, let us press on to maturity. When I begin to look at the Word of God, begin to study the Word of God, there was a little illustration. A man with his written testimony, his life testimony, having found that something ate up the paper, spoiled his paper. Sometimes we have a testimony sitting there, praise God, and something or water could spill on it. Anything can happen. He said to the pastor, oh, my testimony was gone. I have now lost my wonderful experience with God. So I want to say this, that a crumb of flesh encounter with Christ is better than the feast of a stale experience. We need a new experience. We need a new life testimony. It is a call to conquer, to possess the promised land. The Israelite must first conquer it. To possess the promised land, we must conquer it. In most dictionaries, to conquer means to take over an enemy territory by force. This is the picture of Israel taking possession of Canaan. Of course, the Canaanite people will not easily hand their land over to the Israelites. There must be resistance. In light of God's covenant to Abraham, the land belongs to the Israelites. Nevertheless, the Canaanites knew nothing about that covenant. Granted that they knew. Would they recognize it? Therefore, until the last drop of their blood, they will resist any invader and defend their territory. Come on, people of God. This leaves the Israelites to have no other option to take the land forcibly. They must conquer it as implied in God's command. See, when God called us, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. He's given us a prophetic word over our lives. He's given us a command, amen, praise God. Just like he gave Israel. real life, glory to God, a command. God gave them a command. From this, we can see that God wanted to see that his people forcibly fulfilling his purpose. My God, no matter how, you got to go in and fight for what belongs to you. No matter how, glory to God, because sometimes, amen, praise God, glory to God, doing what God has called you to do, it's going to take you sometimes to fulfill things forcibly, to take territory. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The enemy don't want you to do the things of God, but sometimes, amen, you got to fight through some things. You got to battle through some things. It's going to take you sometimes some heartache. It's going to take you sometimes some pain. Glory to God, but you got to forcibly look for my son, the Holy Ghost. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God wanted to see his people forcibly fulfilling his purpose. Do you remember the Tower of Babel? The people of that ancient world wanted to stay in a certain place called the Plain of Shinar. God confounded their tongues to scatter them. Why? Because God wants the human race to conquer the world. You're not destined to sit in one place. We always sometimes, and I'm going to say we always sometimes, we want to talk to the Christian people. But how about the world? I see the world pulling the people into what they're doing and not what God says to do. When God began to speak to me on yesterday, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. The enemy is very cunning. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Instead of us going, we want to go to church. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We want to go to a party. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But God is calling us back to where we call Mosanda, where we first left him. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Is there hunger? Is there thirst after righteousness? Is there hunger? Is there thirst, God? Oh, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Do you remember the command of Jesus before his ascension? Yes, go and make disciples to all nations. In a short while, the disciples were permitted to tarry at Jerusalem, waiting for the Holy Spirit. But after that, the church, come on, I'm going to talk about the church. The church went everywhere to obey the commission from the Lord, beginning from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and to the uttermost part of the world. And glory to God. God wants the gospel of Jesus through, oh my God, the church to invade the whole world, the whole earth, people of God. Hallelujah. We get so happy when somebody is saved. But what about the unsaved? What about the ones that's under the bridges? What about the ones that still slide down a pole? What about the ones that still sticking needles in their arm? What about the ones, amen, that still going to the cannabis house? What about the ones, amen, praise God, that are lost? What about the ones that has mental institution in their minds? What about the ones, amen, glory to God, are going to the left? What about the ones, amen, that have strayed from the gospel of Jesus Christ? What about the ones, amen, that's sitting in their room in a dark place? What about the people? There is a purpose for which we are called to obtain, a purpose for which we are to become. To the Israelites, this was to possess and to become the possessor of the promised land. To the church, it is to bring life-changing message to Christ, for of Christ to all the lands, and become God's catalyst, my God, for the transforming of the people's lives. Did we, as a church, obey the commands of the commander-in-chief forcibly, or shall I say, with all our energy? Have we been advancing towards the fulfilling of God's purpose and goal? Seems to hear God says, it's now about time to advance. Go up, all of you, possess the land. Did you notice God did not say some of you will go and some of you will stay? The whole congregation was summoned to go. Isn't God calling for the corporate and the unified efforts? Isn't God calling for everybody to help to set the journey? God expects us to say, let's do it. Let's advance in fulfilling the commission of our master. As a church together, let us conquer the land. God wanted to see his people experience victory. To possess the land, the Israelites will have to engage in battle against the inhabitants of it and should defeat them. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Listen, people of God, when God called us, amen, praise God, he didn't tell us it was going to be easy, but with God, all things are possible. God will give you the strength to go forward. God will give you the ability to do what he called you to do through God himself. My God, I say thank you. Had told them to do is thus giving them the assurance of victory. You have the assurance of victory. Anytime we put our hands to the plow, God said, glory to God, it's best to put your hands to the plow. The plow is better set of almost thunder and turning back. Amen. Praise God. So let us put our hands to the plow. God has already given us victory. Since we just got to fight through our own mental self. We just got to fight through our own things. We just got to fight through our own. See, we get so caught up in ourselves that we forget about what God has called us to do. Not only, glory to God, did he call the preachers, glory to God, not only did he call the whole ministry, but he called the lay members, amen, praise God. Also, he called the whole Israelite, go up and possess, amen, praise God. Go up and get what belongs to me. Glory to God, thank you, Jesus. Know that God is with you. The Lord Jesus Christ will be, oh my God, will take care of you, amen. But it takes great faith, courage and confidence to go up and possess the land. Isn't it better that they would stay where they are? For God, it is not. He wants his people to leave the life of their customary to a life of victory. Staying where they are would spare them from battle and challenges. But they would never experience victory either. To experience the fullness of a victorious life, God's people must be willing first to go up. That is to lead the life they used to live. Amen. Enough of the life of pretension and emptiness and debt formality, mediocrity. Amen. Praise God. Or mere religion. Amen. Or defeat or disobedience. Amen. Rise up. That's what God is saying, with great courage and confidence in God. Go up and advance and victoriously. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes people, praise God, I said it, the Messiah. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We won't even tell people who we really are because we want to fit in with the other worldly people. We won't tell them, praise God, the Messiah. Glory to God. That's what God is. I hear the Spirit of God says. Sometimes we even hide who we are. Oh, I'm saved. Lord, we don't want to tell nobody we saved because we want to still talk like the world. My God, I give them glory. God wants us to come out and he wants us to possess his land. He wants us to walk with a willing heart. He wants us to be obedient to him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. To possess the land. Glory to God. That is to face the challenges ahead with great courage and favor. Oh, it is lamentable to know that many Christians and churches do not have vision for spiritual advancement in terms of living and service because they were afraid to face the challenges ahead. Therefore, they stayed and didn't they understand the command was from God. Therefore, victory is sure. The problem with us is our lack of trust and are being slow to understand that life challenges are meant by God to give us the opportunity to experience his great power. Are we ready to experience his great power? Victory does not come by the way of human competence, come on, or capacity, but by the way, glory to God, of man's dependence on the omnipotent army. Are you in the army of the Lord? It's a call to claim. Glory to God. When God came and told them to go up and possess the land, God had already reminded them that they have something to claim for him. My God, my God, my God. They have something to claim from God. Oh, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. What was that something? His covenant to them, the covenant that even goes far back as the patriarch Abraham, along with the covenant were blessings, promises, and profane. Yes, Holy Ghost, anybody with me this morning? The land of abundance. Are we ready for the land of abundance? Victory over our enemies. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Becoming a nation, becoming the blessing to all nations. It sounds familiar to the church. Yes, because God has also entered into a covenant with us through his son, his Lord Jesus Christ, and through the covenant we have a blessing that includes the life of abundance. Life of abundance. Victory. Becoming a holy nation. Becoming a blessing to the world. You are a blessing. Glory to God. You might not feel that you are a blessing, but you are somebody's blessing. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. They might not tell you all the time, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. But you are somebody's blessings. Like the Israelites, glory to God. We have these blessings to claim, people of God. There is things that we still must claim. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But the claim of these covenant blessings must be the aggressor. My God, my thank you, Jesus. We have to take back, because if you look at what, glory to God, what the Israelites had to do, they had to conquer their land. And how many know the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous? My God, I say thank you. Enemy has our blessing. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. And we are going to come back and get our blessings. We're going to come into the land that God wants us. We're going to get what God wants us. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. There's a life of abundance. There's a land of abundance that's waiting for us. But we won't conquer the land. We won't go up and get it. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We're not in a stagnant state. We're going to go forward. God said, go up. Go up, my God, with victory. Oh, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Becoming a holy nation and becoming a blessing to the world. Like the Israelites, we got to claim our stuff. But the claim of these covenant blessings must be aggressive, people of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And we must confess, amen, sometimes, amen, glory to God, sometimes we be a coward in the area. We be doubtful, we be hesitant, we be lazy, my God, and unwilling to have no part in claiming our parties. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We got to get aggressive in this season and take back what belongs to us. What belongs to you, glory to God, that the enemy has already taken. Have you possessed the land that God wants you to possess? Have you possessed the territory that God wants you to get? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. One must be willing, ready to prompt to obey the voice of God. One must be diligent to follow God's direction. One must have a great faith and courage to whatever challenges he faces. Two words are appropriate to categorize him. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We must have obedience. We must have dependency on the Spirit of the living God to claim the covenant blessings more than using the name of Jesus. We are quick to use the name of Jesus in what they call bold declarations. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. This is only boldness. We don't have the right to declare something using the name of Jesus if we have not lived in total surrender to the full obedience to the Lord. The church, the church, the church. If any, glory to God. If only we have walked in total obedience and dependence on our master. He is the master of all things. He is the master of our home. He is the master of our job. He is the master of our finances. He is the master of our children. He is the master of our marriages. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He even the master of our health. Come on, somebody, give God the glory. We're going to walk in total obedience and dependence on the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been enjoying the fullness of the covenant blessings. Amen. Glory to God. But God wants glory to God. He wants more of us. It is sad to know that the prevailing message to hear from most churches today is about survival. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Why should we worry about how to survive? The church doesn't have to worry on how to survive because Jesus had promised that even the gates of hell should not prevail, my son, the Holy Ghost, against the church. Come on, church. Enough of that survival mentality. We don't have to stay in living pretensions, my God, and want and defeat and disobedience. Go up, all of us. Let us rise up and possess the land. Let us experience and enjoy the covenant blessings in Christ. Let us experience and enjoy life of abundance and victory and become a blessing to the world. Now let us give ourselves to God. Let us confess our disobedience and pride. Oh, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. And once again, renew our commitment to him. Are we ready to renew our commitment to him? What did you do, praise God, with the things that God told you to do? Did he tell you to write a book? My God, did he tell you to pray with somebody? Did he tell you, amen, to go down the street and talk to Sister Silky? Did he tell you to call somebody on the line? Oh, they came to my mind. Glory to God, glory to God. But you never even raised up your hand to call them and see how they was doing. My God, my God, my God. Let us renew our covenant to him. From that now to onward, praise God, we'll be walking in total obedience to our Lord and Master. My God, is he your Lord and Master? Glory to God. Nekorobo Santo Holy Ghost. God doesn't want us to stay where we are in our spiritual journey. My God, I say thank you, Jesus, to look the same, to feel no different, and to live as usual. He wants us to rise up from our life of pretension. Glory to God. Wants us to feed and disobedience of our lives of abundance, victory and blessings. He wants to bless us. He wants us to advance, to progress, to grow in passion for him, for his purpose and his goals. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He wants us to experience the blessings of his covenant with us in Christ. Yes, why not? What we need to do is to come to him, confess our pride, confess our disobedience, and glory to God in our pretensions. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God has given us, amen, praise God, prophetic glory to God. He Son, the Holy Ghost. He's given us a prophetic word today to go up and possess the land. What is glory to God? You're going to face some oppositions. You're going to face your Canaanites. You're going to face your Amorites. You're going to face your Perizzites. All those enemies ahead of you, praise God. But one by one, the Holy Spirit will knock them down in order for you to do the will of God, in order for you to get the blessings of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is okay, praise God, today, because God wants to bless his people. God wants you to move forward. He wants you to possess the things, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that the enemy has, that belongs to you. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We're not going to be stagnant. We're not going to be prideful. We're not going to, glory to God. We want God to move by his mighty power in our lives, praise God. We want God, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We want to picture us taking possession of Canaan. We want to go, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, it's not going to be easy sometimes, but the Lord Jesus Christ, he will go with you on your spiritual journey. He is a new horizon. Somebody says a new horizon that just arrived. There's a different movement that has come. God wants us to go up and possess the land. What is that waiting for you? You're tired of fighting, but you better get some more strength, because glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus, there's more for you that God has for you, praise God. Oh, my God, I give you glory, and God will do it for you. We thank God, hallelujah, for what he's doing. Thank God that God is making the impossible possible. We thank God that Satan is already defeated, foe. We are victors in Christ. We don't have to worry about all the binding and loosening and all the stuff in the Bible, the Holy Ghost. Because God says, go up and possess what he has given us. You might have the Canaanites, but God will get you to the other side. Go in and possess which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Go up. Hallelujah. Your family, hallelujah, might be tagged on to your victory. He might be using you, hallelujah, to possess the land. But the Israelites, they got so comfortable. They got so comfortable in their routine. But we are not living in the routine no more. God is stretching us. He's pulling our hearts. They got so to the point where they're erasing the Bible. I believe this part, the blessing. But I don't want to be a blessing to God. We gotten to the point now where people are dictating what they believe what the Bible says. But if we're going to believe the Bible, we're going to believe the whole thing. From Genesis to Revelation. Given us prophetic instructions. Come on, people of God. Who's holding your blessings? What land did you not conquer? Who invaded your territory? You got to take it by force. The Bible says the kingdom suffers violence, but we have to take it by force, fulfilling our purpose. Fulfilling the commission. Go into Jerusalem. Go into Judea. Go into Samaria. And go into the uttermost part of the world. Which meaning go into your brothers. Go into your sisters. Go into your neighbor. Go into your family. This is what God is saying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let us go up and invade what belongs to us. Going to go to a song. I'll be right back to bless you with the prayer that God has put in my heart to bless you for this new year. Let us bless the Lord at all times. Let our praises, glory to God. We want to bless the name of the Lord. Let us bless God today. Let us give God the glory. We're going to conquer what belongs to us. Hallelujah. How many know that better days are ahead of us? Hallelujah. But we're going to get to the point, amen, that we're going to reach our Canaan land. Hallelujah. Whatever enemy is in our way, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, is going to help us to the next dimension in life. In Jesus' name. Come on, let's go to a song. Let's go to a song. Hallelujah. I'll be right back.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world. Listen to these words. People come.
People go.
People
go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God.
Hey.
By the grace.
get better.
Thank you, Jesus. It's going to get better. Hallelujah. It's already better. Somebody said it's already better. Thank you, Jesus. A call to advance, people of God. Broaden your horizon, people of God. Renew your commitment to Him. Grow in the passion of Him. Go up and possess the land. Rededication, glory to God. May the God of heaven give you grace this 2023. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. I pray that all of you, amen, enjoy the word of the Lord today. Glory to God. Somebody say a call to advance. My God, I give them glory. We're going to broaden our horizon, people of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, glory to God, that you make all things new, Father. In the name of Jesus, thank you for all that you have allowed into our lives this past year, Father. Ah, glory to God, the good and the hard things that have reminded us of how much we need you and rely on your presence, God, fulfilling us every day, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, but glory to God, filling us with your presence, God. We pray, glory to God, for your spirit to lead us each step of this new year, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father, to guide our decisions and turn our heart deeply to desire, glory to God, you above all else, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you will open doors needing to be open and close the ones that needing to be shut tight, God. We thank you, Jesus. We ask that you would help us release our grip on the things to which you have said no, not yet or wait. We thank you, Jesus. We ask you for help to pursue you further above every dream and desire you put within our hearts, Father God, that we will seek you first, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We ask you for your wisdom, God, your strength and your power, God, to be constantly present with us, God. We pray you would make us strong and courageous, God, for the road ahead of us, God, to beyond what we feel able, and let your gift flow freely through us, Father. We thank you, Jesus, so that you would be honored by our lives, oh God, and others would be drawn to us and drawn to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you keep us, Lord Jesus, far from the snares and traps of temptation, Father God. We thank you, Father. My God, I give them glory, that you will whisper in our ears when we need to run, and whisper in our hearts when we need to stand our ground. We pray, God, that Koroosikano, Holy Ghost. We pray for your protection over our families and our friends. We ask for your hands to cover us, to keep us. Glory to God, distance from the enemy, evil intent, God. Thank you, God, Masekorobosanda, for what you're doing, that you would be the barrier to surround us, Father God. Be the barrier around us. Be our protector. Be our shield. Be our buckler. Be our glory to God. Glory to God, Jehovah Roe, Lord God. Be the one, glory to God, that holds us safe in your hands. We pray, glory to God, that you would give us discernment and insight beyond our years, and to understand the will and hear your voice, and to know you always and to know your ways, oh God. We come this morning and say thank you, Jesus, that we're going to go up and possess our land. We thank you for the prophetic instructions. We thank you, God, for renewing our commitment. We thank you, God, that Corobos and the Holy Ghost, for a passion, God, for you, God. We thank you, God, that you have broadened our horizon, God. We thank you for the call of advancement, God. We thank you, God. We thank you because we know that you are in full control over our lives, God. So we bless you and we praise you. And I ask, Father, for all the ones, oh, Holy Ghost, that's under the sound of my voice, that this year, 2023, will be the best year that they ever experienced in life. I thank you, God, Hamashat Torobo Santo Holy Ghost, that each and every one under the sound of my voice, God, in Jesus' name, will be a blessing to someone else other than ourselves, God. I pray, God, that we will make full commitment of the kingdom of God, doing all that the Bible says, giving us the word that you have commanded us, God. And we bless you, Father. We give you glory, Father. We honor your presence this morning. I thank you for blessing every home that's represented here and their families, God, in the name of Jesus. I lift us all up this morning. Hallelujah. From the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. That this year, 2023, will be the best year that we ever experienced. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you and we praise you, God. We thank you for your blessings being upon us. We thank you for renewing our strength, renewing our mind, and we have a sound mind in the name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. Don't forget, praise God, hallelujah, on Thursday, Pastor Ilona Waters will be with you. Hallelujah, True Vine International Church will be there. Glory to God. 6 p.m. Get ready for the new things that's getting ready to take place on the radio. Hallelujah. Great things are getting ready to take place. We thank God. Don't forget, on Friday will be prayer with me. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be blessed, everybody. Remember, this is our first fruit of the year. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All the tithes and offering you can send in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us bless the kingdom this year. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us sow into the kingdom. What we put in, glory to God. God will return and bless you back. Amen. Praise God. So this is our first Sunday. Amen. Praise God. That back on the air with me. Amen. Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, where the pastors are Apostle Kelly McNeil and Pastor Matthew McNeil. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. Have a blessed and wonderful Sunday and the week ahead. God bless you all.
Can we try it here? Let's try it here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. That's the song. I will bless the Lord at all times. It's easy to praise when you got some money, and it's easy to praise when things are going well, but can you praise them when it's just ramen noodles and you don't know anything about ramen noodles and 5 for 99 cents and you can eat all right. Can you bless the Lord then? Can you bless the Lord? Can you bless the Lord in the grocery store when he when you're not sure if your math is right when you get to the checkout counter?